I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Lightning bets before we wrap up here in 20 minutes on BetQL Daily. Presented by BetMGM alongside Joe Ostrowski and Aaron Hawksworth. I'm Chris Mack. Hopefully you are listening live coast to coast on the BetQL network or even better inside your Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today. Then you can get us as a podcast. Anything you may have missed on demand later on down the road, including the conversation we had about the Stanley Cup playoffs with Michael Leboff earlier from the Action Network, Harrison Sanford's looks at the first round of the NBA playoffs as well. NFL draft, we will be big on next week. You can bet it. And we are all over it, including a visit from our guy, Scott Smith, on Monday. Sorry, as we are now just 6 days away from the NFL draft. Obviously, MLB every single day as well. You want to be prepared for all of it going on at the same time on a big week next week. Download your Odyssey app or just hang out and watch the show with us on Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL, or on YouTube, search Odyssey Sports. We got a little bit of all of it in the two-minute drill, Paul. What are you going to start us with?
Well, let's start with the theme of the day, NBA playoffs, and a lot of information in this show, so definitely go back and check out the different segments going through each conference and some playoff props. But let's start in conclusion. Your favorite game one side or total bet? You can do multiple if you like. Joe, let's start with you.
Game one, favorite side. We know he's not going to be out there for at least this one. Pacers, -1. I'll fade Giannis. I don't care. They're going to be on the road, so that's one that I'm taking a look at. Are we limited to one, or can we give a couple?
No. There's no rules, Joe.
All right, some totals. I'm looking at some unders in a few of the other series, including Orlando-Cleveland, under 207 in the hook, and also Phoenix-Minnesota, 214.5.
And Joe has turned this into lightning bets, so as we go.
I'm going to give out my series bets. I don't want to do 30 bets in lightning bets, so I'm knocking some of these out now.
Love it. 15-15. I'm with Joe. This is the only game I actually feel great about. Pacers -1.5. Goodbye, Bucks. Can't do it with that one. And then I'm going to back my Kings -1.5 as well. I think the Zion injury is going to be too much. And the Kings are rolling right now. So I say that continues for them.
The one I really like is the first game of the day tomorrow. I don't know how many people are aggressively on the Orlando Magic, but here we are. They're getting 4.5 in game one tomorrow against Cleveland. I like that. I like the over on Banchero, 22.5, and I like the under on Evan Mobley, 14.5. He hasn't hit that number in a few weeks. So I think Orlando jumps out to an early series lead.
All right. Game one prop bets, if there's any others you'd like to mention, but some favorite game one prop angles, Joe.
I'm going to keep it to one, because even if you ask and you're told you can do more than one, then you do more than one, you get criticized. So I'm going to keep it to one.
So sensitive.
Embiid, let's go.
Midwest.
The number, we're getting value on it now. And it's a much softer matchup than we saw the other day. Over 29.5 points.
You're going over. Okay.
Over. Yeah.
What'd you say, creaking up and down the floor, Chris? Anyway, Aaron.
Something Walker, like that, yeah. He's got the whole thing. He's got a
I've got
damn
the
near
whole
dead.
Narrative built.
He's like RIP at this moment. Is he alive? I don't think so.
Weekend at Bernie's.
All right. I'm a little torn. You know, I'm going to back to the Kings and the Sabonis. Well, do I do Sabonis triple-double plus 125 or just a Sabonis double-double and a Kings win at minus 104? Maybe I do that. That seems like I'll just do that one. I'll do the combo. Sabonis double-double, because when does he not get a double-double? And the Kings win, minus 104.
All right. I mentioned Banchero over 22.5 and Mobley under 14.5. I'll stand by those. We're going to do series props. All right. We're going to do series props next. So I'll hold my water. I got an idea on one.
Hold my water.
Oh, wait, okay. Was that your answer? Oh, okay.
That's my answer. I'm too busy coming up with insults for Joel Embiid.
What did he say anyways? I don't even know.
I don't know. Yeah, prop bets were in the cider total section. He gave a non-answer answer.
I'm all over the place.
What's going on?
I'm confused.
Here.
I'm looking
something about water and leaking.
Yeah. I'm looking at his bad NHL bracket.
Like, you leaking after your Toronto winning a series. Pal, what's
it's
going on?
Never happened in life. Come on. All right. NBA, I don't even know. That could have happened, but who knows? I'm not a hockey guy. I'm just going to cheat off Chris's picks. NBA series or playoff long prop bet, Joe?
Three's made. I think, I don't remember, was this on air or off air? We came up with a show bet, which now we're concerned about. We all like Streus, yeah. Plus 750. Most made threes in that one. Like I mentioned before, I mentioned Maxey's a good number. Edwards is a good number as well. Those are in that 4 to 5 range for both.
Oh, I love mine. It might come as a surprise to you. My series prop bet. Anthony Davis to score 25 plus in every game, 19-1. Yeah, because they might even only have to play 4 or 5 games in that series. Okay. And yeah. He averages 25 points per game. So 1 month, he averaged 28.5. He could definitely do this. I love it. I think there's great value here. Only issue is, will he leave the court with an injury? I'll take my chances at 19-1.
Also in a wheelchair, according to Chris Mack, for the series. We're going to be watching wheelchair basketball this weekend.
Probably on a stretcher. Incapacitated. Yeah, yes. It's entirely likely. Just wait, Joe. Just wait. So here's one. This is more of a price more than anything else. Series leader, total threes made in Clippers Mavericks. Doncic, the heavy favorite, understandably so. Paul George and Kyrie both at 4-1. But there's a non-zero chance that James Harden goes off a couple times in this series. 15-1. He'll do some chucking and ducking at some point, and he may make some. So Harden 15-1. I like the number more than anything else for made threes in Clippers Mavs series.
All right, we move to the NFL as the daily, hourly, minute, every truck rolls past like every minute. 18 wheeler just shakes my house.
Okay,
oh, you guys didn't hear that? All right.
Yeah.
We move to the NFL draft. Less than 1 week away. Yes, that's accurate. Any bets you are adding today, Joe? As many as you want.
We'll save that for next.
Settle week. In, kids. We could be here a while.
The number is so gone on McCarthy top five. Everybody has him going top five now. That's the other interesting part of this. In addition to what the hell is going to happen to number two, is McCarthy's going 4 or 5. That's where everybody's at right now. At a decent price, since we're getting more on the pick number over unders, I'll go Dallas Turner over 9.5. If he doesn't go 8, I could see him falling. If he doesn't go 8, that probably means that Dunze is there for the Bears at 9, and they would take him, and then we could see a Turner falls. I just need him to get to 10 for this bet to hit, though.
What's the juice on that?
I saw minus 125 today.
Okay. Yeah, because it is. Yeah, it's eight or nothing. It really feels that way. Anyway, Aaron. Mm-hmm.
We talked about it this week. McCarthy, number five overall at plus 450. I like that.
Exact position, number five.
Team doesn't matter, just at number five, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this is weird that we're all looking McCarthy because you mentioned the way it's moving, Joe, on the under. It's plus money on the over, obviously. I think he slides. I think it's all been a giant smokescreen.
Wow. And six
nobody
or later.
Can bring, yes, and nobody can actually bring themselves to do what's necessary to move up for a quarterback of J.J. McCarthy's caliber. I'm not saying he doesn't go like 11 or 12 or maybe even something crazy happens where somebody trades into 9 or 10.
Sure.
But he's not going top five. He's not. So give me plus money on J.J. McCarthy outside the top five.
I wish it were. Yeah, that's. That's pretty like good. That. It's a big move. Big move. There's still people mocking him 11, 12, so I could see that.
All right. We can bring in one Jay Kassan, who's licking his wounds after getting destroyed on the kickball field. But any favorite MLB weekend bets? We can go around the horn. Joe.
Okay, destroyed is a little bit of an over-exaggeration, please.
What happened?
Thank you.
Happened? Did you just walk off the field? You look like you just walked off the field.
Where is he?
Hold on. Okay, rude. Again, why am I taking shots here?
Paul's taking shots at everybody. Have you not noticed
this
today?
Hal McRae moment. Can you just start throwing stuff off the desk, yelling at us, swearing?
All the stress of yesterday and everything that went wrong, Paul has carried it over to Friday, and one by one, he's just attacking everyone. What the hell?
I'm not Darren alone.
Let's turn it around.
Yeah, and also, from the guy that wears a backwards hat on this show, like, every day, sorry.
It's like once a week. Now that the hair's on point, like, I don't have to do it as much when it was kind of out of control.
The hawk gassing you up is going your head a little bit here.
Yeah,
like, a little bit, yeah. Yeah. Need more of that. Is that related
what
to
happened?
Taking shots at her? Maybe. What?
What
last night?
What happened?
Listen, you know, as captain, I'm just going to take full responsibility. I didn't have my team ready to play. It was bad. I could blame the weather, could blame the early start time, but just didn't have my team ready. It's my fault. No, it's my fault. Didn't have the team ready to play. We're considering some shakeups for next week, considering some lineup changes, some defensive changes. See what happens. It's morale is low. Got to sit with it for a whole week.
Who dropped the kick?
Who was bad? Yeah.
It's not bad. It's just we have a couple of people. I'm not saying Isaac Trotter maybe has a little bit of an ego issue on the left side of the infield.
Wow.
But it's a little bit of some butting heads with some two people who may or may not, one of them be one Isaac Trotter. Just a lot of people who want to be in charge who we need to delegate. And so our shortstop might be getting moved to the outfield. So, no.
Jeez.
Like the entire game?
Wow.
Or, see, like I do a lot of rotations, try to keep the peace a little bit. But, like the entire game?
Well, so here's the thing. Because
right
I can't, I legitimately cannot move Trotter off third base because he's like platinum glove defender there. Like he's way too good. Can't move him. So our shortstop also is like, he's a very athletic guy, but he isn't great with the rules. So I may be moving someone who has better baseball instinct into the infield from the outfield.
What did he do wrong?
Oh, is he like is he a meathead football guy? Something like that?
No, he just he's just not a baseball guy. Like he's just not a baseball guy. So he just doesn't like have great situational awareness. No hockey.
Give me an example.
But anyway.
Oh, hockey.
What did he do?
So his brain's been scrambled awesome.
What did he do where he wasn't thinking? Like, what's wrong with you? Don't you have any kickball sense?
A couple times, tried to take the extra base when it very much was not there. Made a throw to home, which just should have held on to the ball. Just stuff like that, where we have somebody who is in the outfield, and I do like him there, but I like his baseball instincts a little bit better because he plays like in an independent, like kind of men's league too. So he's got to make some changes. You know, it's just a lot of shakeups coming this week.
What one loss? Are you and guys, he's changing everything? Are you the roller? This is
not everything. We're changing like two things.
What position do you
very
play?
Panicky.
Are you roller?
I'm at first base.
Oh, okay. Look. Oh, all men in
you
the
hide intro. Yourself at first base?
Man. Wow. It's also not all men in the infield. Our pitcher and catcher are both women, and our second baseman's a girl, woman, too. So I don't know why I said girl, woman. That was weird. But anyway. Because saying woman sounds too formal for kickball, but saying girl is also like feels weird.
Girl, lady. Woman.
Girl, woman, you know, like you read about.
It's a new thing.
You can slide. You don't have to. That was the thing too. We had
you guys slide.
What happened? What was the question?
I'm out on your team if you guys slide. Do you guys slide?
You don't have to.
Why?
We have people that do sometimes. Sometimes people like to give up the body for the play.
Some tryhards out there. Definitely some tryhards.
Yeah. Listen, we're going to be better. That's all. It's, you know, one loss, had to be humbled, get our heads on straight. We got four more games of the regular season. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Taking that bets. Was your two-minute drill look at the MLB weekend.
Can,
when
if
we
you
come
want,
back,
I'll book you.
Lightning Bets here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM.